Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Gracie and Gracie, otherwise known as Gracie Squared, with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, as of today, Queensland Health will officially repeal the COVID-19 vaccination mandate for Queensland health workers and Queensland ambulance officers. This decision comes after consultation with Queensland Health employees, Queensland Ambulance Service personnel, and key stakeholders, including industrial partners and patient safety advocacy groups. The removal of the mandate is supported by advice from various authorities in the field, including Queensland Chief Health Officer and the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation.
5 people have been charged and a police officer injured during a traffic crash on the Gold Coast last night. At approximately 8:40 p.m, officers were patrolling on foot along Surfers Paradise Boulevard when they spotted a reported stolen vehicle from an Oxford property. When officers approached the vehicle, the driver then accelerated, knocking one officer to the ground and colliding with another car. A 16-year-old boy was charged with unlawful use of a motor vehicle, acts of intended to resist arrest, and dangerous operation of a motor vehicle.
In national news, polls will open today in remote locations across Australia for the referendum on the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. More than 750 remote voter services will be established in Australia's rural and remote locations, with some polling booths in communities in the Northern Territory open for just one day. The effort makes this the most accessible voting service to remote communities than any other vote in Australia's history, following a motion to extend remote voting by a week. For any First Nations peoples who would like to support during the referendum campaign, please do not hesitate to call 13 Yarn on 13432 584 for 24/7 confidential support run by Mob for Mob.
Hundreds of Australian tourists appear to be stranded in Vanuatu after the airline has cancelled dozens of flights since Friday. On its website, Air Vanuatu announced that due to an ongoing engineering requirement, a number of services will be impacted over the coming days. Services to Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne and Nadi are among those that have either been cancelled or rescheduled. Customers are urged to check the Air Vanuatu website for flight updates.
In international news, the Philippines has accused China's Coast Guard of installing a, quote, floating barrier in a disputed area of the South China Sea, claiming Filipinos are prevented from entering and fishing in the area. Manila's Coast Guard and Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemn China's installation of the barrier, saying they will continue to work closely with the government agencies to address these challenges and uphold their maritime rights. China claims 90% of the South China Sea, overlapping with the exclusive economic zones of Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the Philippines. The Chinese embassy in Manila did not immediately reply to the requests for comment.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.